Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Clayton. Clayton writes from Cliffside Park, New Jersey. Clayton writes, Gerald, my wife and I want to buy a rental property. Expensive neighborhoods, middle class neighborhoods, or blighted neighborhoods, which neighborhood type is best to buy rentals in? Well, Clayton, your success as a landlord isn't necessarily going to be dictated by the economics of the neighborhood that you buy in. So there are successful landlords in high-end neighborhoods, in middle-class neighborhoods, and in blighted neighborhoods. And there are unsuccessful landlords in high-end, middle-class, and blighted neighborhoods. So your goal really should be to become one of the successful landlords. And you can be successful in high-end, middle-class, or in blighted neighborhoods. The strategy that you implement may be slightly different, but the key really is to be successful. And I'm going to give you three things about rental demand that you need to know in order to be successful. And the first thing is, what are potential tenants in the area where you're looking at properties, what can they reasonably afford to pay rent? So you may come up with a rent price that you want for a rental property, but at the end of the day, if potential tenants can't afford to pay that, you're not going to get that. So what can potential tenants in that area reasonably afford to pay? Second factor is, what kind of amenities and renovation finishes do potential tenants want and expect in the area where you're looking at rental properties, right? And the third and probably most important factor to consider is, what are your competitors, that's other landlords, what are they offering to tenants in that neighborhood? Because remember, as a landlord, you're competing with local landlords, the other local landlords in your area, for the best paying tenants. So you're going to use those three factors to determine the rent price that you asked for and the kind of renovation that you're going to do on the property. So for example, you know, you're going to put granite countertops in your rental property. Well, in a high-end neighborhood, in a high-end rental, the answer is probably yes. In a blighted neighborhood, granite countertops, probably not. Although, unless your competition has all granite countertops in their places and all the potential tenants are basically choosing between your place and theirs, then you would have to put granite countertops in order to at least meet the rental demand in that neighborhood. So you really need to understand rental demand in the neighborhood that you're looking to purchase rental property in. And you also have to be mindful of the fact that the person with the money always decides the price. So as a landlord who's trying to rent out a property, the person with the money is a potential tenant. Until one comes along and agrees to pay you the rent that you want, you're not getting that money. What that means is, even after you do your analysis and you come up with a rental price that you want to charge, you've got to be flexible. If it's sitting vacant and nobody wants to pay that much, you've got to lower your rental price because, again, the person with the money always decides. As a landlord, the person with the money are potential tenants. So thanks for your question, Clayton. Good luck. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at GeraldLucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.